listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week,
Peace Talk with the Tundra Women's Coalition.
Good morning. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. I'm Gabby Salgado, joined here this morning with Taylor Finley from TWC. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. Yeah, thank you for having me on my Peace Talk
show. Yeah, yeah. Always love having you on your own show.
Absolutely. Well, I love coming to talk about wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I figured we sort of checked in last month about our Teens Acting Against Violence group and sort of what we were up to this summer. So I was hoping I could take some time to update everybody about how our big trip to Dillingham went, how our big trip down to Minnesota is looking, and then also sort of take a minute to give an update on all of the violence prevention activities going on in Bethel and sort of what our goal is for the future. You know, sometimes we talk in the larger scale theoretical about prevention and about wellness, but I think today it'd be really cool to sit and talk a little bit about what we're doing here in Bethel and how we want things to look as we move forward more.
Absolutely. Let's start with Dillingham, because I know that was a big trip and kind of what our focus was the last show.
Mm-hmm.
How was that trip, and what did you guys get from that?
Absolutely. Great question. So we took 10 young people to Dillingham, me, my coworker, and 10 between 13 and 15-year-olds. We did have a birthday, so one ticket going with Grant was a child ticket when we left and an adult ticket when we went back, which is very exciting. But the group of 10 really got to serve as sort of knowledge bringers. Like, they were the subject matter experts, and the young people in Dillingham and the young people from King Salmon really did want to learn from the TAV members about how they make a difference in community, like what they do, what their peer education looks like. So we showed the two different teen groups the healthy relationships videos that we made with KYUK, and we showed them the PSAs that we've made with KYUK. And I did an example of the healthy relationships, like, in school presentation that we present at high school, middle school and high school. And the way that the teens were able to, like, interact, you could tell that they had heard me give this presentation a whole bunch of times. Like, I was explaining things like mandatory reporting, which is that safe adults in certain roles, like teachers or victim services workers, like people at TWC, if we hear, suspect, or think there might be any kind of abuse happening to anybody 18 or older, or 18 or younger, or a vulnerable adult, that's something we have to report to law enforcement and to Office of Children Services. And listening to the TAV people hear me explain mandatory reporting, like, probably for the 40th time, they're like, oh my goodness, Taylor, like, we get it. When are we going to talk about something else? But what was cool then is that when their peers had questions or, like, wanted some clarification, they didn't come to me to ask me questions. They came and were able to ask the young people, to ask the teens from Bethel, our TAV members, which was really, really cool. In our debrief with the other adult mentors from from King Salmon and Dillingham, I'm getting my trips mixed up. The adult mentors really noticed how engaged TAV was and how knowledgeable they were, to the extent that they asked us to come back once school starts up this year, so that the TAV members can give the presentations in the schools in Dillingham and in King Salmon, which is awesome.
That's amazing, and, like, such a great, I don't know what I'm looking for, like,
it's like a testament to them.
To the kids, mm-hmm. to TAV and TWC, to Bethel and the region, to show how wonderful these kids are and how excited they are, like, you know, rolling their eyes, oh, we've heard this presentation before, but, like, still wanting to pass along this information, mm-hmm. and, you know, be those peer educators, which, I mean, they've been, you know, working to do and become
Absolutely. It's really cool. Our group right now, some of them I've been working with since they like barely had turned 12, and now we're getting to 14, 15. And so like the change in development and like how young people at that age are able to communicate differently now that they're a little bit older, and what they understand now that they're a little bit older, there's a big difference. And it's like, it's a really exciting shift into, before they would help me a lot with like the younger kid presentations, talking about personal body safety, being in the elementary school classes, but they were kind of uncomfortable seeing high schoolers, 17, 18 year olds as their peers. And now as they're continuing to grow up, as they're understanding themselves, seeing them still hold this information is so important and remain so engaged is so exciting. I'm just like immensely grateful to be able to be a part of the group.
I'm going to take a step back. So for those who are tuning in now but didn't tune in last month or forgot last month, can you tell us a little bit about what you were doing in Dillingham? You know, there's more to it because more is to come. Can you tell us a little bit about this Western Alaska Youth Conference?
Sure, yeah. So we called it Wake Up Western Alaskan Youth Conference for Upstream Prevention. And upstream prevention is that idea that we talk about on wellness all the time of the story is that people were falling in the river and they couldn't get saved. And they're like, why are all these people falling in the river? So they got, you know, people with nets and they brought out people with boats and they would fish the people out of the river that when they were falling in and try to save them from drowning. The concept of upstream prevention is, hold on a second, why are all these people in the river? You look upstream and you notice that the bridge is broken. So your upstream prevention effort to prevent people drowning is to fix the bridge, right? Fixing those problems before they happen is what we're focusing on. And the way, you know, what the problem is upstream is different in every community. And so every year, TAV goes to the Lead On Conference, which is like a statewide prevention-focused youth leadership gathering. And Lead On's been going on for 15 years now, I think. And that's the whole state. Well, the Dillingham folks ended up having some extra funding and were like, Lead On is amazing, but what's upstream prevention in our bigger communities is just a lot different. So what if we sort of replicated this model in a Western Alaskan sort of context, seeing that in more rural communities and smaller communities, the work that we do is different enough that it bears, you know, brainstorming together of what that could look like and how our situations are a little bit more unique. So the Dillingham folks, their teen groups are a little bit less established, and they're more like drop-in hangout after school than strictly like peer education, of which TAV is kind of half and half. So it was a really good chance for TAV to be an example of like, this is what your group could be when you're staffing is consistent and you have young people who are engaged, like how do you get to that point? It was really cool to be able to be sort of a aspiration for communities similar to our size with similar resources, seeing how we can work together. Like that was exciting. Yeah.
And now that you have gone through one wake up and it seems like it was a great experience. Is this something that will continue everything is funding dependent.
But, sure.
Something that will continue for Western Alaska with Bethel, with, you know, Dillingham. I almost said Sitka also.
My bad.
With Dillingham, King Salmon, will it have the opportunity to expand to become more... more of Western Alaska?
Sure. So that is absolutely our goal. You know, we started this year and in total there are about 20 young people between all three groups, and we have absolutely looked at planning a Wake Up round two for 2027, probably with the same three communities, but we're looking at the idea of moving where it's hosted, sort of wherever they're the most kids coming from, going somewhere else so that the young people, the teens, get to see different places and experience different things. So we're tentatively planning going to King Salmon next year with Bethel, Dillingham, and King Salmon, with the hope over time that if we establish a pretty solid track record, that we'll be able to expand and include more areas. I would like to, of course, focus on the Waikato Delta and expand outside of Bethel. TWC used to be able to do a similar conference called Teens Lead Ahead, which included people from all across the region, like 50 to 100 young people from villages all across the Waikato Delta every year for a long time. We had some different funding sources that specifically paid for that every single year. But as we're, you know, showing the engagement and how young people change, like move the needle of violence prevention in communities and in schools, I think we'll be able to gain back some support and hopefully see that continue to grow. We are presenting on how that conference went at the statewide level to our main funders. So we have the attention and are really bringing focus to how important and how different violence prevention in the work that we do is different in rural and off the road system areas. So really exciting stuff.
It's very exciting stuff. And you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg for TAV. There's so much going on. We touched on this last week a little bit, but I'd love to talk about it more. Just the summer, there's been, well, let's start with your next trip, and then we'll go into everything that's been going on.
Everything. I know you're excited to talk about our lizard keychains later, but we will get to it.
I was like, should we do Teen Wednesday now? No, there's more big things and but the lizard keychains.
We get up to some fun stuff. Sort of along that line, I was talking with my supervisor, Eileen, the director at TWC, and we were kind of conceptualizing, like, what is successful about our prevention programming in TAV? What has been the change in the last 2 years that brings people in, that young people want to engage? And I think we really have shifted to a not shifted, but like re-engaged in being very youth-led and youth-focused. So we listen to what teens are interested in and what they care about and like what they think is fun. And we really are cooking with this formula of like three parts fun and one part education that sort of sets the scene to have positive relationships with adult mentors, to like be safe, to know that you can be silly and have fun and sort of the ability to take the mask off and relax. And having that three parts fun and the building of that trust and relationship is what gets us to be able to have these really profound experiences, like being educators and leaders in Dillingham, like making our PSAs, like going into schools and teaching people about consent. Striking that balance of really, really fun stuff and also really serious, important community-led stuff. So our Outward Bound trip that we're about to go on is really going to be another blend of those two things. We leave on 4th of July. We were supposed to leave on the 5th, but our flights got canceled and rearranged. So we're going to fly out with the fireworks on July 4th for a 9-day canoeing trip with 6 14 and 15 year olds, and we will be canoeing the river between Minnesota and Wisconsin. And the focus there, it's Outward Bound is a really cool model. It's like an outdoor classroom, right? You know, you learn wilderness skills, you learn about the plant life, wildlife, how the river works and functions in that environment, but you also there's a lot of time for personal growth, development, learning things that are difficult, overcoming things that are hard, learning all these skills all at once, being together for 9 days straight. Like it really is intended to be personal development focused. And what I really love is how they present that same idea of like a lot of this is going to be super, super fun. We'll get to swim and paddle around and laugh and be silly, but it's also really difficult work. You know, on that other hand, that three quarters, one quarter kind of balance, we'll be carrying our really heavy boats. We'll be packing in, packing out every day. It'll probably be hot. It'll probably be buggy. You know, I think that it's a really great sort of analogy for the work that we do when we're back in Bethel of taking a challenging situation and being able to get the full range, the full spectrum of fun to difficult to meaningful out of it.
I mean, as someone myself who, like, you know, had a hard time paying attention or, you know, would get fidgety in a classroom setting, I feel like, you know, having that fun element while also, like, you're, like, sneaky learning, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like, I am taking away so much from this, while at the same time I'm feeling like I'm just having a grand old time, although working difficult. This trip sounds amazing. I wish I had had that opportunity as a youth to, you know, go out and learn while also, like, you know, having fun. Summer camp, but this sounds great.
Yeah, it'll be really, really cool. I think it's Outward Bound really focuses on, like, time for personal reflection. And we had so many kids that were interested in coming. We actually had to have them write essays to sort of, like, tell us why they were interested. And what was so cool is that that chance for personal reflection, that chance to disconnect, be away from phones, be away from social media, that's what everyone was the most excited about. So I'm really, really interested to see how it goes. I know it'll be fun, but I'm interested to hear at the end sort of what people gain from the experience. We'll report back for sure.
Excellent. Yeah, that idea that they want to take the technology away. They want to, you know, experience everything without a phone in their hand. I get it.
Same.
Take me with you.
Literally. We're taking a whole bunch of disposable cameras. Oh. We can't even take books. Isn't that wild?
That's
it's
wild.
Like, be in the wilderness, be with yourself, learn to sit in your own brain. And even me, you know, I'm turning 33 and I'm like, wait, are you sure?
Are you sure about that?
It'll be a great practice no matter who you are, what you know, how old you are. It'll be a learning experience for me as well, for sure. And that's going to be, we'll be there July 4th through 15th. And we're also going to the Mall of America, and I'm taking a poll of whether we do the amusement park or the aquarium.
Ooh.
And I think everybody wants to go to the aquarium.
Well, the aquariums are great.
It's going to be really cool. I think we might do, like, a scavenger hunt of, find a aquarium creature, every letter of the alphabet, and, like, get a prize situation.
You got to make sure the aquarium actually has all the...
just kidding.
Okay. So they're, like, looking around for the Z.
Like, you got to go find it. No, I'm just kidding. No. We're truthful, and we do not gaslight a Tav. It will be fun, though. The good balance of, like, Outward Bound's going to be hard. The aquarium's going to be fun, and we'll chill and have a good time.
It sounds so great. I'm so excited for you guys, and I'm really excited for... This will be the July, you know, wellness when you guys are back and you've, you know, canoed down this river. I'm looking forward to hearing how that went.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can bring some of the teens with me and have them talk about their experience. That's my goal. But some of them get a little bit nervous to be on the radio. So we're hoping to overcome that fear.
It's something good to practice, you know. But we've talked about the big things. We've talked about the Dillingham trip. We've talked about this upcoming Outward Bound trip. But so much has been happening in TAV this summer. Not only in TAV, but with, like, youth programming for the summer. And I'm talking specifically about the lizard keychains. No, I'm talking specifically about... the Teen Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Which includes the lizard keychains.
It sure does.
Can you tell us a little bit about how that's been going? It's a program that's been going on throughout June, and it'll end at the end of June. But it seems like it's been, you know, well attended and
well
received.
It has been. Absolutely. So it's it's really cool. We're having a great time. So we talked about on wellness that TWC hosts the Violence Prevention Coalition. So that's kind of any agency or organization or involved individuals in the community who are like, we want to see reduced rates of negative outcomes, whether that's violence, whether that's homelessness, whether that's substance use. We want to prevent these outcomes in our community. Come together and we figure out what we can do to sort of create opportunities for people to build strengths, be together, be in community, and participate in healthy activities, right? So through that Violence Prevention Coalition, we work with KYUK a lot, we work with the library a lot, we work with AVCP a lot, ONC. There's a lot of people who come together and are passionate about this work. So for the summer, the library, the Kuskokwim Consortium Library, was interested in pairing with us. They do teen programming during the school year, but they were like, we sort of lose contact with that age group over the summer because people are busy, et cetera. So we partnered with the library at the teen center to every Wednesday in June do a summer reading themed activity. So they're all based around, loosely, the plant the seed, read theme. And we've really gotten to focus on being outside. We did water gun fights. We did some tie dyeing. We did a karaoke day. Today we're making, you know, those pony beads in like the string that you can burn to put together. You make the lizards. The last time I made one was in Girl Scouts in first grade, but I'm really, really excited. Getting us all active, getting us engaged, having us do healthy, fun activities led by Michaela at the library. It's been super fun. And it's not just the TAV youth that have been coming. It's open to everyone, 12 to 18. So we've had other young people who, you know, hopefully if they're interested in TAV, will choose to continue to participate in other teen events we put on.
I feel like it's also a great opportunity. You know, some people may not be involved in summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes as a child, if I wasn't doing summer camp, all I would do is sit at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, scrolling wasn't quite a thing yet when I was, in school. But the same idea, watching TV or just kind of sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And so having that opportunity to just get out of the house,
mm-hmm.
to go to a new space. You know, it's a short window. It's about an hour and a half, hours?
Yeah, it's like 2 hours, but we have a bunch of kids and we do pickups and drop-offs, so it's sort of shaved off at the beginning and end because drop-offs are taking like an hour plus.
Because you got so many kids.
Which is such an amazing problem to have. And also, I think it cannot be overstated the importance of sort of presenting activities and programming in the way they need to be presented. Like, if transportation wasn't included in the activities, nobody could come. And I think TWC does a really great job of sort of like listening to the need and adapting what we do to match what the community is asking for, what they need, what can make these events successful. So I joke that I spent all of my money to get my social work master's degree to be an Uber driver, but like truly being an Uber driver is a blessing, and like some of the most wonderful conversations. And like if I wasn't Uber driving, nobody would be able to come because transportation is such a huge barrier here. And it's our job to break down barriers so that people can access safety and build these skills that we're working to teach. So I love driving a big van all over town, and Teen Wednesdays have been so much fun.
KYUK got the opportunity to go. We're also working with the Violence Prevention Coalition,
mm-hmm.
And TAV to do our next session of next season of mm-hmm. Ubiquity Word of the Week words. And so we've started recording the audio. And so we were at Teen Wednesday last week, and we'll be there this week to record this audio. But, you know, I've sat in on TAVs, and they're great. They're awesome. They're wonderful. But it was fun to see new kids
mm-hmm.
joining for Teen Wednesday, kids that would, you know, be at the library or, like we were talking about, just, you know, at home, or
mm-hmm.
maybe their summer camps ended and they needed somewhere else to go.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, seeing things grow, I think, has been really great. And last week they did karaoke, and you know, not everyone wanted to do karaoke. Some people wanted to go play on the playground. Some people were playing Jenga in the corner, and you know, it's a structured activity. But you know, people, they can do what they want. They can, you know,
being in the teen center has been like so wonderful for exactly that reason. Like, it's really difficult to pick one activity that 15 people want to do, you know? So having the ability to put on a movie in one room and bring out the tetherball in the other room and have folks go play with the water guns on the playground, like, the ability to be adaptive and, like, engage with kids and what they want to do is amazing. And even just, like, with the example of Jenga, we played a couple rounds of Jenga, and I was like, yo, what if we write truth or dares on either side of the block so that when you pull it out, you have to do a truth or dare? And they're like, oh, that's so much fun. Like, let's do that. And so then I'm writing as my truths, like, positive affirmation things, like, tell the person next to you your favorite thing about them. What do you do when you're feeling alone? You know what I mean? And, like, really working in, we work in those little education biddies into the silliest thing, like playing a board game. And it's, I think it's really, it's going well. I think people enjoy it, and having some heart and some depth to the fun things just makes them more engaging even.
It's that sneaky learning.
We're sneaky learning all over the place. It's pretty fun.
Let's talk about the Violence Prevention Coalition and, you know, the use of the teen center and how that has worked with the Violence Prevention Coalition. We've talked about how TAV has used the space. We've talked a little bit about how KYUK has used the space in collaboration with TAV and the library. But this space is, you know, open to anybody who is part of the Violence Prevention Coalition and has been used since TWC has been able to have access to it. Like, every week outside of TAB, there's an activity going on.
Yeah, it's wild. I manage that calendar, and I'm surprised every time I look at it how many things are stacked on that calendar. I can just give you all the quick stats I put together, because I was like, dang. So we gained access to the Teen Center at the end of March, and so these stats are for April, May, and June, sort of our second quarter stats. But in that time, six different organizations have been able to have events at the at the Cultural Center, at the Teen Center, six different community organizations for a total of 70 uses. 70 events in the last 3 months have happened at the Teen Center, whether that's TAV every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, help me. Whether that's TAV every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, SWAG hosted a songwriting workshop and the teens got to write a song, KYUK coming in to film You Pick Word of the Week, Bethel Actors Guild is having our rehearsals for our summer play there. So there's all age groups, all kinds of activities, all focused on creating those healthy, safe third spaces, which is so spectacular. Those 70 events we've seen over 430 people come and engage in activities at Teen Center, which is amazing for one quarter in our first quarter of programming, seeing all of these people come out. You know, it really shows that there is, you know, a gap of free, fun, accessible things to do, and being able to sort of begin to bring that net tighter together and create opportunities for people is really, really exciting. Just let people have fun. We talk about it when we're talking about violence prevention. I say it every time. What do I say, Gabby?
Anything that isn't violence is violence prevention.
Exactly. You get it. And that's looking at sort of the science behind violence prevention. We really rely on, it's called like the Adverse Childhood Experience Survey. And what that study shows is that certain people, based on experiences in their lives, are more prone to have negative outcomes. Some people are at higher risk for things like substance use, for things like the completion of suicide, for mental health challenges. Some people, based on what's happened to them, are at higher risk for negative outcomes. And this study shows that the best way to offset that risk is to bolster positive factors. So you can't take away those risks. You can't take away the negative things that have happened in people's lives or the things that, you know, are stacked against them because of who they are, how they present in the world. That's something that we can't change. But what we can change is what protective factors they have sort of in their tool belt to offset those risk factors. That's what we do every day. You know, if we're making a lizard keychain, we're bolstering protective factors. We're teaching people an activity that calms your mind, that is nonviolent, that can be done with people who are safe around you. Like, making a lizard keychain is violence prevention because we're offsetting those risk factors with protective, safe, uplifting factors. Another one of the protective factors is culture. And I think I'm so excited to keep working with KYUK on the UPIC Word of the Week, connecting to language revitalization and culture through that aspect, I think is so important. And just like everything we do, lizard keychains, language, subsistence activities, like everything we do is connecting to the bolstering of those protective factors and making sure that we as TWC employees, adults that we work with in this space, teens and kids that we have come into activities, all of us are gaining more tools for our tool belt in offsetting the difficult things that can happen in life.
Absolutely. And it's growing. I feel like every time we have these conversations, every time we talk about the Violence Prevention Coalition, we just see the growth and the more people participating, more like as members of the coalition, and then just more people in general participating in activities put on by the coalition.
Well, and it's so important. I think the message for our Wellness Wednesday is that violence prevention and having safe communities is not the responsibility of, you know, the victim services providers. It's not the responsibility of TWC. It's not the responsibility of the schools. It's not it's the responsibility of everyone. You know, it is everyone's responsibility at the individual level, the family level, the organization level, government level. It is all of our collective responsibility to prevent violence, to keep people safe, to have welcoming, opening, open, violence-free communities, right? And so I think the coalition is such a wonderful opportunity for people to fill those gaps and to see where are there holes, who are we not uplifting, where are we not meeting people where they are, you know, are we making sure information is available at the library and on the radio? Are we in schools? Are we working with elders? Are our tribes involved? When people come to get services at TWC, when violence has occurred, how are we making sure that that's safe and for everyone? How are we working in schools to make sure people know what a healthy relationship is so that violence is reduced over time? You know, how are we making sure the parks are clean and safe so that when people want to engage in healthy activities, there's a space to do so? Everyone is involved. And the way that the coalition helps us sort of weave that net closer together and share resources is the best way to ensure we're doing a good job and working towards a safer community. I super, super encourage, if anyone's listening and you're like, I work at X place and it seems like we could really be involved, please reach out. We want to keep growing and want to keep partnering and working together to make sure that we're all doing the best we can in this community effort of preventing violence.
Absolutely. We talk about the partnerships between TWC and the library and KYUK, ONC, AVCP, all of them. And it reminds me how important resource sharing is, especially in smaller communities like Bethel and the YK Delta. You know, one one group can't do it alone.
Absolutely.
You need, you know, the resources and the people who are mm-hmm. like the main resources. You need those people to come together, you know, putting these great ideas out, but also like being there to, you know, Michaela comes to Teen Wednesdays and is another adult there mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Just having more people together.
Absolutely.
Just makes everything grow.
Absolutely. And also bringing it back to, it's every individual's responsibility to reduce violence as well. So sharing messages, whether that's online or speaking up when you hear someone say something that's problematic or rooted in violence, remembering that the responsibility is not on the TWCs, the tribal governments, the whatever. It's on each and every one of us as people who are in society together. So, you know, share this show with someone. Follow a violence prevention focused Instagram page. You know, share the message. Like, there's so many ways to get involved and to be a positive, safe community member that, I don't know. Like, we just, it's on everybody. And there's so many ways to approach that that can work for each and every person.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think if it's okay to wrap up,
absolutely.
We can talk a little bit more. The last thing I want to cover is in our Violence Prevention Coalition, we've worked really hard this year to get out a survey to ask the community sort of what's up? What do you see in your community? What do you wish were different? What activities should be happening to reduce violence over time? And the coalition has put together a list of strategies based on all of that information we got from the community. And I would love to sort of share our focuses for the upcoming year and beyond.
Please, I was going to ask you about this, so take it away.
Yeah, so on our, we call it the strategic plan. It's going to be turned into our funders and officially published within the next couple of weeks, but we'll get a little sneak preview here. So our prevention strategies. So first we have advocating for and educating about prevention at structural levels. So in Bethel, that could look like city council, law enforcement trainings, healthcare provider trainings, making sure all of the things we talk about here on Wellness Wednesday about upstream prevention, about that anything that's not violence is violence prevention, about our primary, secondary, tertiary prevention style. These things aren't baked into any sort of education. And so our coalition is hoping to bring forth this information, making sure people understand why it's important and how the investment in these types of activities in violence prevention strategies is what brings down rates over time instead of sort of intervention in the moment options. So that advocacy, that education is what we'd really like to focus on. We started last night. Eileen and myself went to city council and gave a similar presentation, and just like putting in front of leadership the ideas of violence prevention. Instead of focusing on reacting to violence when it happens, sort of sowing the seeds that there is a different way, that there is a way that we can work together to see a different outcome. The next one is engaging leadership of prominent community entities. So creating opportunities for engagement in coalition work and educational opportunities, really focusing in on what we just discussed, that it's no one person or one entity's responsibility to be the violence prevention one. It's the responsibility of everyone. And in our coalition, we really are hoping to continue to find community leaders who are interested in joining us so we can tighten that safety net. The third is engaging families in adapting education opportunities to be accessible at home or online. So in our survey, we saw that the number one place people are receiving information about healthy relationships, about what consent means, about what violence in relationships look like, the top two answers were at home from family or from elders in community. And our Violence Prevention Coalition sort of looked around and said, well, we're in schools, We're in shelters. We're in medical institutions. But how do we sort of distill our message in and disseminate it in a way that can be more home-based? We can't be in the homes, so what do we do to be able to sort of start that messaging where it's coming from the most? How do we get the correct information into homes? And so really thinking about developing online resources, easily usable at-home resources, that's a goal that we'll be working towards over time. And then the final point in our strategic plan is going to be monitor our ongoing prevention work with a focus on cultural and educational programming. In that survey, what people in the community of Bethel said was the most impactful, what they have seen work to reduce violence, is a focus on cultural and subsistence activities and a focus on educational opportunities. I think increasing access to those types of activities. And also, like we said with the sneaky learning, it's hard to go in and be like, today we're going to talk about domestic violence. It's something that people don't engage with. It's difficult. It's taboo. We're trying to change that. But for now, the strategy, that 3-to-1 ratio of like fun to learning, using the formula that has been working really well to get people to come and receive education perhaps when they're not expecting it. Like when we did our escape room, the message was like, if you need to escape, here are the resources. So like pairing things together, our denim day quilting activity, the quilting alongside the learning of what's happening legislatively with people who have experienced sexual assault, and really looking at those opportunities to provide more access to culture and subsistence activities, and then also sort of blending that fun, that creativity with the concrete information and education are where we're looking to go in 2027 and beyond.
Well, that sounds amazing, and mm-hmm. I look forward to, you know, hearing more. We'll definitely hear more about the Violence Prevention Coalition here on Wellness, and also just like being in the community and seeing these things grow and being a part of the Violence Prevention Coalition and, you know, being a part of that change and sneaky education and, mm-hmm. you know, doing fun things while learning is my favorite thing to do. So I'm excited to see how that grows.
Yeah. And anybody listening, come join us. There's lots and lots of good work to do.
Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up? You know, I'm looking forward to Teen Wednesday today, mm-hmm. Making a lizard keychain.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a teen who wants to make a lizard keychain,
please come join us at 4:00 at the Teen Center on Mission Drive. The last thing I'll share is that every Friday this summer, we are having like an open movie night. Anyone 12 to 18 is welcome to come eat snacks, hang out every Friday from 2:00 to 5:00. We're watching a movie, hanging out, and anyone's welcome to drop by, join us, meet some cool peers and safe adults. Teen Movie Fridays at the Teen Center.
Amazing.
Follow us on Instagram.
Oh, follow Tav on Instagram.
All that information's there.
Well, thank you so much for being on your show today.
Thank you for having me on my show today.
Always great to have TWC on, and we look forward to hearing from you next month.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Listen online at kyuk.org or tune in live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.